Good morning. Yes, it's still morning. It's just barely morning. 11:48 a.m. Saturday, November the 2nd, 2019. 36, 38 degrees out here. It's not freezing, but it's cold. I'm dressed for it. My clothes back on. It'll be quite warm in the sun when I get around to the sunny side of this walk. But right now my nose is run and my fingers are cold. So what to talk about? I got half of my 5K in for the day. I should be able to get the other half this afternoon. Gotta go home and fix some lunch. It was a crappy night last night. I went to bed at, well, I tried to go to bed early, but wound up going to bed around 11 and then being awakened several times. Finally got forced out of bed at 3:30 by the cats, who insisted on scratching at the bathroom door. I'd go out with a spray bottle, spray them and chase them away, go back to bed. 5 minutes later, scratch, 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 scratch. Spray them away. 5 minutes later, scratch, 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 scratch. I finally got up and sprayed them all away and went to the living room to sleep in the recliner, which is really quite comfortable. I have no problem sleeping in the recliner. Got a warm blanket and snuggled in, and the cat who was scratching at the door came over to insist I pat him. He was wet because I had been spraying him. And he finally settled down between my ankles and we snoozed from about 4 o'clock to, I don't know, somewhere around 7:30. And then he decided that it was time for breakfast. So I had to get up and get moving. So I've been writing since about 8. I've had a couple of breaks. I wanted to crunch the numbers for last month because I keep track of the monthly numbers in terms of sales, so I have some idea of what my revenue is going to be. Well, last month was actually a pretty good month. Next month will be better. I should have Cape Grace out. Well, this month should be better because I should have Cape Grace out by the end of the month. Assuming Jesse comes through with the covers on Monday the way he said he would, assuming that Karen can turn the book around in time, should be good. Should be. I'm waiting to hear from one set of feedback. We'll see. So far, the revision feedback has been very positive. So we'll take that. I got the raw results for my blood work Friday, and it was good news. 5.8 for my A1C, which is down a whole point from 6.8, where it was last April when I finally checked in with the doctor again. So down a point over over 6 months or so, 7 months. But that also is, let's see, it was 185. I'm down to 170, so 15 pounds. I might be down as close as much as 20. If I'm closer to 165 than 170, I don't know where I am at this point. That much difference is really 1 liter of water over the course of in my entire body. An extra liter of water will raise my weight 2 pounds. 1 liter less lowers it 2 pounds. So plus or minus 2 pounds is like, okay, it's a liter of water. One kilogram, to be more precise. So what is that, like 2%? 1%, 2%, something like that. Difference in water makes 1 or 2% difference in weight, and at 170 pounds, that's 1% is 1.7 pounds. 2% would be 3 and a little. So, yeah, okay, fine. I'm sorry. I get a little sidetracked by the numbers. I don't have my... got my sunglasses out today. They're clip-ons. They're the best clip-ons I've ever had. I got them from the doctor's office, from the optometrist, where I get my eyes checked. And they're UV coated. They're got protective coating so that my eyes don't burn. And they're polarized. There we go. The polarization makes it difficult for me to see my phone, because polarization on the screen doesn't, they don't play well together, so I have to kind of look over my glasses, over the top of my glasses, when I want to look at the phone. But yeah, it feels a lot less brilliant out than it is, because it is clear blue sky. The sun is reflecting off the snow everywhere. There's still snow all over. The sidewalks are mostly snow-free, but they still have patches of runoff where the snow melted, ran across the sidewalk, and then froze. Coming up on one now. I have to kind of be aware of them and walk around them or take care of crossing them, otherwise I'll fall flat on my ass. Which would not, you know, not likely do a lot of damage, but if I were to fall flat on my back or hit a rib or something, that could be... that could be a problem. And I just realized I changed my jeans but did not put my ID in these pockets, so... if I were to fall down now, the only ID would be on my phone. So, Barbarian 2, I got 5K. I got my 5K yesterday. 5,000 and a little bit. And I knocked off around 4 o'clock because I had my 5,000 words, which freed me up to do some other things in the evening. So, I didn't feel like I was being really stressed to get 5K out. With all of the back and forth with the grocery store and everything. The fact that I was able to get the 5K together by 4 o'clock in the afternoon was... that was pretty good. That was... It was about 3 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon, because I had a bunch of stuff I had to do in the afternoon yesterday, too. lady with a little Scotty dog. Scotty seems to be fascinated by the snow. He's been walking it for 3 days. You'd think he'd be used to it by now. The dog's peeing in it, I guess. Come butt up on it, get ready. Sarah's me. Monk post. So I'm around 7,500 this morning. I only need 2,500 today to get my 5K. I'll stop then. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Is it still morning?
Yeah,
it's almost afternoon.
It's almost afternoon.
Without looking, I couldn't tell. 48. It's been about 10 minutes. It's probably like noon straight up at this point. Or very close to it. So I went to try to do my meditation this morning, my walking meditation. And I don't know what the story is on my phone. Apparently I have not. Maybe my subscription expired and I didn't see the renewal notice. I have to go home and look. I did get it logged in. There's a new password login screen. They did an update. And they warned me it was coming, and of course I didn't do anything about it until day before yesterday. Actually, yesterday. I tried to use it in the morning and couldn't. So I brought up the doors this morning, and I chugged along thinking about the story. There's a lot of story going in here. There's a lot of the prince being educated. I'm still in the first act. I'm still showing what his life is like in the palace. He needs to spend a little more time exploring his family dynamic. At this point, it's not clear that his mother, the queen, is not old enough to have gone through the change, so she does not have magic. She's not a witch woman. Eventually she will be, and in theory she'll still be married to the king. Unless, of course, something happens to the king and he croaks or falls downstairs or whatever. There's been a little bit of family dynamic at the dinner table. They're not happy with him because he's been spending too much time with one of the stable master's sons. And the implication being that he is ignoring his studies. But he hasn't quite broken out into the temper tantrum that I expect him to have for always being second best, for always being the second son, for not being able to train with the army and learn to fight, and he's stuck inside. When obviously he'd rather be out either roaming the docks or playing in the stable. Alright, got the gloves off. Sun is bright, it's warm, it's shiny. Glad I got my sunglasses on because it's brilliant out here. It's pretty bright even with them. So I watched some Expanse last night on the treadmill. It was, I'm still very early in this. I think I'm still actually in Remember the Cat, although I may be in the next one. What's that, CDB? Close distance battle. Something like that. And so far, it's like, I'm honestly finding it pretty yawny. It's like, okay, it's the same sort of near-Earth battle scene, solar system dystopia. It's like, really? Can't we tell other stories? Can't we do other things? Can't we? Do we have to have just this one vision all the time? So, I don't know, I'm kind of disillusioned. Mostly I watch Major Slack playing as combat archer. A no-sneak archer, which is intriguing. But he's playing very differently. He's playing. He's one of the things that I watch when I'm playing him is managing your advancement. So you know, level 5, I have just training rights. I can train some skill 5 times or 5 skills 1 time. I have 5 training slots per level. So I can improve my abilities by training in addition to just using them. The more you make on the as a blacksmith, the higher your skill as a blacksmith. And the more you cast certain spells, the higher your skill in that school of magic becomes. Training is a way to get the skills up without having to use them. You just have to have the money to pay for the training. And right at the moment, that's been my big problem. He really didn't do much except set up the process for making money for the first, I don't know, 5 or 6 levels. I need to go back and look at the first few episodes of this again to see how exactly he did that. Because my problem is always I don't have any money. Early money is like yeast. It only helps to make you rise. So anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.